Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning and welcome to Apex Online. Thank you for being with us today and I really hope you've had a wonderful week, that you've been enjoying the lovely weather we had, particularly at the start of the week, and you're enjoying summer. I hope you're enjoying the series that we've been on over these last few weeks, Walking with Jesus. I've enjoyed hearing the different people take part, and today we're going to continue that journey together. Maybe during this summertime you've already had some time off or you've been away on holiday, and one of the things I enjoy when I go on holiday is if there is something of interest in that area, maybe a famous landmark or a heritage site or something that's quite famous, then when I go to those places I always sign up for the guided tours. And I really enjoy hearing about where the place maybe came from or certain things that happened there or learning just information about why this place is so special. And what I've observed on the different tours that I've been on, some tour guides have the pre-prepared answers and that's about all they know. But there's others who have first-hand experience, who maybe lived or worked there and can tell you what it's really like and what really happened. Today we're going to go on an adventure and a journey together, and we've got a tour guide. We are going on a guided tour. We are going to learn about what it was like to literally follow Jesus everywhere. Our tour guide today is a disciple called Peter. I think he's probably the best placed disciple because he didn't miss a moment. He was pretty much everywhere with Jesus. At every key point, Peter was there or thereabouts. It's even one of the main sources for the Gospel of Mark, the first Gospel that's written. Mark interviewed him and got the first-hand knowledge of what it was like when Jesus was here on earth. And Peter is going to be our tour guide as we go on this journey. Right from the start, when Peter first decided to follow Jesus, he's going to lead us through the various highs and lows of his walk, and finally lead us to that final conversation that Jesus had with Peter before he ascended into heaven. Later in Peter's life, he writes to believers to encourage them in their faith and to be followers of Jesus. And he says these words in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Through Peter's walk, we see that he was always willing to say yes to Jesus, that he was willing, no matter the situation, to follow his footsteps. And as we go on this journey of walking with Jesus, Jesus is our example. He is the leader and we are following him, not going on our own direction, our own way, but literally following his footsteps, just as he lived here on earth and Peter would have followed behind him. That's the picture. That as we go on this journey of walking with Jesus, we're looking to him and we're watching him and we're learning from him and we're applying what we learn into our life. So are you ready to go on a journey today? Are you ready to go on an adventure? Because Peter shows us right at the very start, when he first encounters Jesus, that he's worth following. You see, Peter already knew about Jesus. He was one of John the Baptist's disciples, so he knew about Jesus, and he knew John the Baptist, who was Jesus' cousin, how much he admired Jesus and what he thought about Jesus. But we come in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus is walking by the shore and sees Peter on his boat. This was a day just like every other day for Peter. He was going about his daily routine. He was a fisherman. There was lots of fishermen on that shoreline. And Peter and his brother Andrew got up that day, set out on their routine, and went out to fish. That was their every single day. But little did they know that this day would be a day that would change their lives forever. And I guess that's the first thing that we learn today about walking with Jesus. We've got to live with an expectation that anything can happen at any moment. When you get up in the morning, it's just not another day. It's another day of opportunity where God can work in your life. Anything can happen. You just never know. And sometimes those moments are fantastic. They're days where we celebrate and we rejoice. And if we're being honest, life teaches us that things happen that we never saw coming. But when you are walking with Jesus, he helps you navigate those moments. And whether it's a high or whether it's a low, if you're walking with Jesus, he's going to help you. He's going to give you the resource and the support that you need to get to where he wants you to be. You just never know. And these guys get up and they went about their daily life. And they are on the lake, not just themselves, surrounded by other fishing boats as well, with other fishermen on the boats. But Jesus is on the shoreline, and he ain't looking at the other boats. He's looking for Andrew, and he's looking for Peter. He chooses these guys. He didn't choose the other boats. He was looking for them. He sought after them. It teaches us here that Jesus chooses us first. Think about that. And even today, Jesus chooses you. He wants to be in relationship with you. He wants to be your Lord. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your friend. He wants to journey through life with you. He wants to walk with you. What a privilege it was for Andrew and Peter, two brothers, that Jesus would call them to be his first disciples. What a privilege it is for us that Jesus would choose you and he would choose me. You know, Andrew and Peter weren't special. They were just ordinary guys. They were fishermen. And maybe you don't feel too special. Maybe you don't feel like you got it. That's okay. Because Jesus chooses you just as you are. And he wants to journey through this life with you. He wants to take you on an adventure. He wants to take you on this journey of life, which he describes as an abundant life. He wants you to go on that journey. So what will you say today? Will you say yes? Will you say yes like Peter said yes? See, next we see that the Bible tells us that after Jesus gave them this invitation to come and follow me, he then gives them instruction that they were to follow him, and they respond by leaving everything. Just at once, the Bible says, they left their nets and everything and followed after him. Andrew and Peter knew who Jesus was, and this is the moment where they decide that he's worth more than anything else I could ever possess. See, when we walk with Jesus, what it teaches us is that all this stuff that we have in life is quite insignificant and secondary when it comes to Jesus. He is worth so much more. And when they come to Jesus, they first let go of all their possessions. They let go of their nets. They let go of their comfort. They let go of everything they knew up until this point to enter into the unknown of following Jesus. They first let go. And I want to ask you, what do you need to let go of that could be hindering you from walking with Jesus? Because when Jesus calls these disciples, they come empty-handed. They don't come with their resumes. They don't come with their wealth. They don't come with their best efforts. They come empty-handed. They came with open hearts. And as their hands were empty, they came surrender to Him and were willing to follow Him. You know, this would have been an invitation that many other rabbis would have gave to other people at this time. And there was an invitation to follow, to learn, to just walk behind them and to listen and to learn to the wisdom of the rabbi. But Jesus says here something significant, that when He says, come and follow Me, He then says, I will send you out to be fishers of people. What He was saying is it's more than just a learning exercise. You're getting to take part in My mission. See, Jesus doesn't want you to spectate. He wants you to partake in His mission. He's got purpose. He's got a plan. He's got destiny for you. And when you're walking with Jesus, that's when you're walking in your purpose, and that's when you're walking in your destiny. Hey, you could be watching today and say, hey, I've got everything going. Everything's great for me. Everything's going well. Everything is going according to My plan. You could go through this whole life and fulfill your plan and completely miss the plan that God has for you. I want to encourage you, be like Andrew and Peter, who let go, came with empty hands, but an open heart, surrendered to following Jesus. And these guys had an incredible life. I mentioned earlier that there was an experience that had highs and lows. And I guess one of the most dramatic scenes we read about in Matthew chapter 14. Jesus sends His disciples over to the other side of the lake whilst He retreats to pray on a mountainside. And as they are going across the water, the wind and the waves kick up and the boat is caught in a storm. They are fearful for their lives. And just at that moment where they think the boat could sink, they look out and they see someone walking on the water. One gospel says they thought it was a ghost, but it was Jesus. And this time Jesus isn't walking on the shoreline, He's now walking on the water towards them. And as they are in the boat, fearful, Jesus sees them and tells them to take courage. It is I, don't be afraid. And Peter hears Jesus and he calls to Him and he says these words, Lord, if it is You, Peter replied, tell me to come to You on the water. Come. Once again, Jesus says to Peter, come, He said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. Once again, Peter said, yes. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. You know, Peter was the only one who was willing to step out of the boat. He's surrounded with the other disciples who had watched the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, had seen Jesus multiply fish and loaves, had seen Jesus do other stuff, but at this moment, they were frozen with fear whilst faith rose up within Peter. He didn't take a survey and a questionnaire with the other people and think, what do you think, guys? He didn't think about what the others were doing. He just wanted to be where Jesus was. And he follows His footsteps, not on the land, but on the sea. And Peter has one of those incredible experiences that he walks on water. He walks by faith. You see, Peter shows us that to follow Jesus and walk with Him requires faith. Faith not just when we understand, but faith when we don't understand what's happening. And Peter is looking towards Jesus and something catches his attention. It's the wind and the waves. And the Bible tells us that when he began to look at the waves, he began to sink. See, Peter shows us here that it's so important that we don't take our eyes off Jesus. When we stop looking to Jesus, start looking to other things, maybe what's going on around us, maybe other people, maybe we begin to compare our lives to other people's lives. Maybe he was there thinking, man, wish I was still in the boat. He took his eyes off Jesus. And it was at that moment he began to sink. And can I ask you today, are you looking to Jesus? Are you looking to him? See, when we start to or stop looking to him, we begin to sink or we drift. And we just start going our own way. And that's when we find ourselves in trouble. But realize here that when Peter began to sink, he immediately calls out to Jesus, the only one who could save him in this moment. And maybe you find yourself in a place where, if you're being truthful, you've taken your eyes off Jesus and you find yourself in trouble, you can call upon his name and he will rescue you. He's faithful, he's loving, he's merciful. He'll do that because he never takes his eyes off you. Even when you're maybe not looking to him, he never takes his eyes off you. See, this is an amazing moment, really, in Peter's journey. It's the moment where he walks on water. I mean, nobody else other than Jesus has ever done this. Incredible moment. And Jesus saves him and rescues him. But there's another moment in Peter's life, and it's probably the lowest moment in his journey. Jesus has been arrested, and just before he was arrested, he said to Peter, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows three times. And Peter's like, never is that ever going to happen. We're tight, we're friends, I'm following you, not going to happen. But sure enough, after Jesus is arrested and he's led away, Peter's trying to find out where Jesus is, and he's outside where Jesus is being held, and he's surrounded around a fire with some other people who begin to recognize him and start to challenge him and say, hey, you're one of those disciples. You're one of those Galileans. You're one of Jesus' friends. And three times Peter denies even knowing Jesus. He said, I'm not even his friend. And there's a little verse in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, that says this. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And the Bible says that he went out and wept bitterly. Think about this. At his lowest point, Jesus could still see him. And Jesus was still looking at him. And I don't believe that in the midst of all that was going on with Jesus and what was happening to him as he was arrested and put on trial, that he was bitter or he was like, oh, Peter, what have you done? He knew he was going to do it. And I believe that as he looked to him in that moment, just as he looks to you today, he looks through eyes of mercy. He looks with eyes filled with love and compassion and grace. And I think Peter was devastated at what he'd done and so convicted and so guilty that he was reduced to just weeping bitterly. But there is encouragement here. Even in our biggest mistakes and our regrets, Jesus never takes his eyes off you. And maybe you're watching me today, and I don't know how you've landed on this today, but you could have been not in church for a long time. You've maybe never been a Christian. You maybe were brought up in church, and maybe you've done things that you know is not right, and it causes you to feel guilt and shame. Can I say Jesus looks to you today? Just as he called these disciples, he's calling you as well. He says, come, follow me. And you don't need to come with excuses. You don't need to come and try and get everything together. He wants you to come empty-handed, just as you are. And He'll do the great work in your life. You know, when Jesus first encountered Peter, we read in one of the Gospels that he changed his name, transformed him right there and then. He says, you've been known as Simon, but now you'll be Peter, which means rock. He'll do the same for you. Even in that lowest moment, Jesus was looking to him. So I want to encourage you, don't take your eyes off Jesus. He never takes his eyes off you. And I guess now we're coming to the end of our tour. Oh, we've been through some key moments, some high points and a low point. Now we get to a full circle. Jesus has been crucified and he's risen from the dead, and the disciples are still a little confused of everything that's going on, and the disciples decide we're going to go back fishing. They're out on their boat once again, and they catch absolutely nothing. And Jesus calls out and tells them to cast their net on the other side, and they have a huge catch of fish. I mean, one that, you know, any of our skippers in church would have been delighted with. And it's at that moment that John recognizes it's Jesus and says, it's the Lord. And Peter jumps out the boat, swims towards shore, and then goes back and gets a fish so that they can have breakfast together. And that's what Jesus says. He says, come and have breakfast. Once again, Jesus says, come. Peter says, yes. After breakfast, Jesus takes Peter aside and they have a man-to-man solo conversation, because we need to talk about what happened a few days ago. And it's this moment where, rather than remove Peter and do away with him, Jesus takes the intentionality to restore him, to build him up again, but actually to get right to the heart of the matter. See, Jesus speaks to him and he asks him three times, do you love me? First of all, he says, do you love me more than these? And Peter responds that he loves him sacrificially. Of course, you know what I do. Second time, he says it again. Third time, Jesus asks him, do you love me? Not with a sacrificial love, but a brotherly love. Like, are you my friend? Are you even my friend? Peter is so torn and gutted that Jesus would even have to ask him this. Jesus was just getting right to the heart of the matter and pushing past all the other stuff, right to what is most important. He deals with Peter's pride. Maybe it was a bit bruised. He just wanted to find out, are you my friend? I guess for each and every one of us, we've got to make sure that we can answer that and say yes. Because if we're friends, with Jesus, we're walking together every step of the way. So I want to ask you this morning, just as we went on this tour of Peter's life, and he's taught us different lessons of what it looks like to walk with Jesus, are you walking with Jesus? Is he your friend? Do you know him in a real way? You maybe know all about him. You've maybe heard other people talk about him. You've maybe seen things in your as you've grown up through life, but you can't look to a moment where you said yes to Jesus. When he gives you this invitation of come, follow me, you've maybe never said yes. I want to give you that opportunity because Jesus is looking to you right now. He sees you where you are. He says to you, come follow me. If you're watching me right now and you say, Daniel, I want to know Jesus. I know the stuff that I've done in my life. And if you do, and be honest, none of that can separate you from entering into a relationship with him because he's already dealt with that. That's what happened on the cross. When Jesus dies on the cross, he takes your sin. He pays the penalty. Takes the punishment. He sheds his blood on the cross so that you can be forgiven of all your sin. And you can enter into that friendship with him. That's you today. You say, Daniel, I want to experience that relationship. Can you just repeat these words after me? It's a prayer to God. And just say these words. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I accept that I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Make me a new person by the power of your Spirit. I turn away from my old life. I ask you to help me to follow you all the days of my life. I confess that Jesus is my Lord, that he is risen from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that today, this for you was a moment that you looked to that was a start of a journey, an adventure with him, or you've used this as a moment to make a fresh commitment, can you reach out to us? Because we want to help you. We want to help you to follow in his footsteps. So send us an email at info@apexcentre.org.uk or maybe even a message on Facebook Messenger if you're watching on Facebook. But for each of us today, if you know Jesus and he is your friend, are we following in his footsteps? Through all the highs and the lows, are we keeping our eyes on him? Are we going on that journey? Are we living each day with the expectation that anything could happen today when you're walking with Jesus?